Welcome back to another episode of She's My Sister podcast. Today we're talking about the ways we have been keeping busy during the quarantine. So for the past month or so, I haven't been working because schools have been closing, so I haven't been able to substitute teach. So I have been home for quite a while now, trying to find ways to keep busy.
I feel like my day-to-day hasn't changed all that much, considering Aaron and I still, like, we both work from home normally. The only thing that's changed is I feel like Aaron's home a little bit more because, his rugby activity has been canceled, so he's home more in the evenings, which is nice.
Yeah.
But we're all healthy. We're happy. We have a lot to be thankful for, and that's our update. Madeline?
Wait, I forgot, going with you? I forgot to do that positive thing. I'm also happy and healthy, and we have everything we need, so we're happy too. We're a positive family too.
Good.
Lots of time with the dog. She's really enjoying it.
Madeline?
I haven't been at work in a week because of quarantine, and Anton's working from home, so we're both home, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But he does have to go to the office every once in a while in case something happens, he needs to go in. But he has like a paper saying that he's allowed to be out and about.
Oh, yeah.
We painted our house since this started.
Seems like now I have this renewed sense of like, let's get things done.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Like I've done all these, like that's one thing I've been doing to stay busy is like all these little projects that like I just think, oh, I'll do that later when I have time. Once you actually get down and do it, they take like 3 minutes. That's an underestimate. But yeah, they don't take very long. Like I had a couple picture frames that I've been wanting to hang up in Josie's room that have just been like sitting there forever that I finally hung up and it took me like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I did that too. Like I'd been planning to put curtains in our living room. Mm-hmm. We had like two big sets of windows and then sliding glass doors. And there were these really horrible blinds that were super cheap, and Scooby had broken a bunch of them, my dog. So they looked horrible, and from the outside of our house, it looked like somebody had, like, mugged us or, like, broken into our house and broken everything. She goes, it's not a mugging if you're in your own home. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Jack-Jack did the same thing to our blinds in college, Amy.
No, he
chewed on them. Amy just has destructive pets.
He chewed on them. He didn't break them in half, and he doesn't do that anymore. He's a grown kitty. He's a mature man.
He was a grown kitty when he did that.
He was still in his kitten phase. He was like a year old. Mm. It takes a while.
But
hanging curtain rods was way more work than I thought. It actually was really hard to get all the,
Really hard.
It was actually a lot of work. Okay, the screws did not want to go into the wall, and the big plastic things that you put the screw in didn't want to go in the wall, and it was a pain. But it looks so much nicer now. So
it does look nice. Done.
Thank you. Thank you. I definitely hung them a bit too low, and they touched the floor, and I'm not fixing it. It's going to be that way forever.
Well, you could do like I did, and I washed my curtains a couple weeks ago, and they're now like a foot too short because they shrunk. So
that's a bit more than I need.
Yeah, that was upsetting. But
yep.
I've also like just other little things like, you know, like things that have broken that I've just like been putting off gluing or like, you know, sewing a button back on a shirt, like all those stupid little annoying things that you're like, oh, I'll get to one day that you never get to.
Filing your taxes.
And it feels good.
Oh my gosh, Amy.
I remember when I was like 19, I filed my taxes the night they were due.
Oh my goodness.
Really, that was so stressful.
That is stressful.
It was horrible. And then I did it the next year too. I don't know why. But gotten a lot better about that.
I'm sure, like, along with the rest of the country, I've been doing so much, like, organizing and decluttering and purging, like, through every closet. Like, I'm pretty sure Goodwill is going to have to hire additional workers after all of this is over. Just
have a
because,
giant bag for Goodwill.
Yeah, there's going to be a crazy, like, amount of stuff being donated after this, I think.
Yep. I set up my security cameras finally, too. I thought that was going to be a pain, and it was actually super easy.
Oh, nice.
So now I get little notifications when Jack runs around the house in the middle of the night.
That's funny. One thing I've been doing that actually because I think it's more than just staying busy. I think you also need to come at it from the angle of what's helping you be happy or stay motivated. I think that it's easy for days to just kind of like run together or to lose motivation when you're just like stuck at home. In an effort to like reduce the amount that we're going shopping, like grocery shopping, I've been just like eating, like shopping our pantry and our freezer and like eating up everything that's been in there. But that's like left me with some like rather odd combinations. And I don't necessarily, like, usually what I do is I'll meal plan and then I go buy out the specific things I need for that meal. Now it's more like, okay, I've got a little bit of this, a little bit of this, and I've got to get fancy with the spices and try and figure out what I'm making. And, but it's been kind of fun. Like, I've come up with some kind of like fun meals, like good meals doing that. Like, I made like a stir fry and some like homemade tortillas. Like, it's been good. But it made me think of this like fun dinner party we did with some friends a few years back where we like, we did a chopped party where like we had like two ingredients we had to use. And then, like, see what we could create out of that and bring it to the party.
Dang, that is some classy grown-up stuff right there.
It was so, it was so much fun. Like, I want to host another, after when this is all over and we can have parties again, I want to do that.
You know, I have some Cheez-Its, and I feel like you crumble those up and do a shake and bake situation.
Oh, you could totally do something good with Cheez-Its.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Okay, so this week, you two are both, challenged to make something using what's in your pantry and post it. Using some kind of interesting ingredient you wouldn't normally use.
Okay. I was like, we just went grocery shopping today.
Yeah. You can't just be like, oh, here were these like macaroni and cheese boxes in my cupboard. That doesn't count.
Jaden bought 3 boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese today. I don't know why we needed that.
That sounds delicious, though.
Did you guys know Mom doesn't like Cheez-Its?
Yeah, she doesn't like how they smell. She thinks they're stinky.
How did I not know that?
I know. I just found that out.
I don't know.
Dad loves them.
How did you not know this? Dad eats them all the time, and Mom always comments on how stinky they are.
I didn't know it either.
Well, yeah, recently. But some food is, like, stinky but good. Like, certain cheeses.
That's really weird to think about.
I think it is perfectly justified in this current time to watch lots of TV during the day, and I'm okay with that, and I stand by it.
Yeah.
And if you want to add the Boomerang channel to your Amazon Prime account and watch a lot of Scooby-Doo, that's also... totally normal and justified. Maddie, you have questions how much Scooby-Doo I watch every day.
Amy's been sending us Snapchats with like clips of Scooby-Doo.
I just remember as a kid, like, Amy always wanted to watch Scooby-Doo, and I would get so sick of the same plot over and over and over. It was always
story. All the movies they have like ever made are on Boomerang, and in those sometimes the monsters are actually real.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Sometimes they don't say that.
They don't?
You guys just aren't true Scooby-Doo fans.
I guess not. Okay. Speaking of TV, have you two watched anything, like, good or interesting lately?
Yes. Lock and Key on Netflix, the new TV show, is so good.
What's that? Tell me about that one.
So it's like it's going to sound dark when I start to describe it, but there's a lot of good parts, too. This family, their dad gets killed, and so they move back to his home, Massachusetts. They move from Seattle. And they move into this really cool old house that was, like, in his family that they'd never been to. Mm-hmm. And they find, like, a magic key, and then they find another one. And I don't want to tell you any more than that because you have to, like, watch it. But it's really good.
Cool. Because now we're still just, like, plowing through NCIS, which I love. We're in season 11, but there's, like, 15 seasons. And I like to end, like, I'll watch an episode of that, but then I like to end with, like, a comedy or something afterwards to watch before I go to bed.
No, that's not what you want to watch
before bed. But I still like knowing other new interesting shows, too.
Okay, I was like, Lock and Key's a little bit creepy sometimes, so don't watch that. Not creepy, but it's not, like, a happy comedy.
Yeah. Madeline, anything?
We've actually been having a hard time. Oh, you know what's a good movie on Apple TV is The Banker.
I don't think I have Apple TV.
Well, okay, so we were like scrolling, looking for something to watch, and it said, if you like The Pursuit of Happiness, you'll love this movie. And I was like, ooh, okay.
Well, I wonder if is it only on Apple TV?
I believe so, but you get a year free with Apple TV.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And there's another show on Apple TV that's good called, what was it called? Like Truth Be Told or something like that. It has the actor who plays Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Aaron something or other.
Yeah. Cool. What projects do you guys have planned that you want to get to?
So this isn't so much a project, but one thing I like to do to make me feel more like things a little bit more normal when things are so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Is I try to have my morning routine be kind of similar to what it always was.
Yeah.
So I still wake up and put on the coffee pot and take the dog out, and then I sit down and watch TV and do my makeup, even though I'm not going anywhere. but it's still something to do, and it's kind of nice, and it just is, I mean, it's kind of fun, and it makes
brings you some normalcy.
Like,
yeah.
Exactly. I was like, at least my mornings are pretty much exactly what they normally are, which actually is a good thing. Like, I enjoy that.
Yeah.
But that's good. One thing I do want to do, sorry, I'm all over the place. We've been working on training Scooby, and she's knows sit and lay down, and she's pretty good at stay.
Oh, good.
So now we just have to figure out a way to teach her that when she gets the ball and fetch, she has to bring it back and drop it.
Some dogs just are not into fetch. Jasper's never been into fetch.
She loves it. She just likes
to run past you. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Oh, my God.
Is that what Jasper tells you when you throw the ball, Katie?
Okay. Can we just, can we stop and that admire that?
We were watching Mean Girls the other night, actually, and I was just, I was watching it, and I was like, almost every line from this movie is, like, iconic. Like, literally everyone uses it all the time.
Very quotable. I haven't watched it in such a long time. I need to rewatch
it. It's like, you can't go very many lines in between without having one that people use all the time.
Right, right.
It's funny, that if that movie is, like, awesome, it's not my favorite, like, chick flick of that genre.
What's your favorite chick flick of that genre?
I don't know, of that like high school type thing. Probably She's the Man.
Okay, yeah. I just watched that one.
I was
too.
Like, I mean, that one has a lot of great lines too.
It has a lot of great lines, but I feel like they're not as widely known.
It's like you and me and Katie know them better than we should, but like other people maybe not so much.
Because I'll see those. I don't know. I say those and people don't know what I'm talking about.
Like I got a lifetime of knowledge, and then people just think you're being weird. Besides, like, you know, getting projects done, I think that something that a lot of people are struggling with right now is, like, feeling lonely and isolated. And I was wondering if there's something that you have been doing to stay connected and, to feel connected with the people around you.
Something I did today for that.
What was that?
I haven't done this since, like, middle school. But I realized that you can do group calling and that you can have, like, as many people as you want pretty much on there. So first I called Maddie, and then I called you, and then I called Mom, and then I had you guys be quiet, and I asked Mom who her favorite daughter was, but she's too smart to fall for that, so she didn't answer it. And then we tried Dad, and so we had Mom and you and me and Katie on the, so all of us on the phone, and then we called Dad, and he also wouldn't. I think his words were, I'm not stepping into that snake trap. Is that what he said?
That snake pit.
Yeah, that snake pit, that's what it was. I asked him, who's your favorite daughter, and he was like, I'm not stepping into that snake pit. So he also didn't fall for it. And then I called our brother. So at this point, it's Mom and Dad and Katie and Maddie and me on the phone. And I asked him who his favorite sister was. And at first he pulled the, oh, what? You know, you're breaking up. Can't really hear you. And then he said that we were, oh, you're all equal. It was very diplomatic. It was a very good job.
It was.
Yep. So no one fell for it. But be on the lookout, people. It's very easy to do group calling. And for the person that calls you, to not let you know other people on the line.
Yeah, I didn't realize you could do that without it, like, notifying, like, showing you. Like, because when you FaceTime, you can obviously tell that there's more than one person on there. I guess I haven't done that since I was, like, in middle school. So I
haven't
remember
done
that.
It since I used Mom and Dad's landline, and then they found out the three-way calling charges them extra, and I got because I'd been doing it a lot.
That's funny. I think something I've been doing, like, that's one wonderful thing about this day and age is, like, FaceTime is so amazing. Like, I've been FaceTiming with you guys almost, like, daily and with Mom and same – and Dad. And, like, I knew Dad was going to be over with Grandma a few days, like, last week, I guess. And so I FaceTimed when he was there so that she could see Josie. And it's really – I feel like it's a really nice way to stay connected. But something else I've been doing is, like, instead of just – because I feel like when we're on social media – it's really easy to just kind of, like, scroll through and, like, consume and just look at people's pictures or whatever and not actually interact with them at all.
Gotcha.
Like, I remember when I first started using Facebook, when it first came out, like, I would use, like, the instant messenger function a lot and we would, like, IM back and forth on it.
Oh, my gosh, Katie. We were just talking about that, how, like, when you'd get home from school, you'd be so excited to, like, IM people.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, no one does that anymore, but it was fun.
I think it was more exciting back before I had a cell phone, so that was the only way I could
That's probably why. But also, like, I feel like I got in a bad habit of, like, just looking at people's photos or scrolling through and not actually like interacting and commenting on them. Or like I might post a photo, but like I don't think that's an actual connection if you're just like both posting pictures and no one's actually talking about it. Or
if I like it, it's something.
It's something, but I've been making more of an effort to actually message people or comment or like participating. Like, I think it's been fun. All of these like Instagram challenges going around, like the push-up challenge or like different TikToks. And I think it's been fun to like, they're silly, but it's fun to participate in them and like tag other people and get them involved with it too.
Okay. Can I also say, I love that people are trying, even if you can't do push-ups or not, whatever. Mine aren't perfect, but you can totally tell who has done a decent number of push-ups in their life and who never actually has done a real push-up. And I love it. Like, it – that probably sounded a little bit judgy. I don't mean it that way.
It did sound a little judgy.
Which one are you, Amy?
I'm somewhere right in the middle. They're not great, but they're better than some. It's right in the middle somewhere there. But it's fun because there's some people that are really impressing me that I just did not expect that, and they bust out these like perfect, like amazing push-ups.
Yeah.
And there's some guys that I would think would do like great push-ups that like are not getting anywhere near a 90 degree angle, and it's kind of just fun.
Right. Amy's going through and rating all of the push-ups people are doing. Like, I get this one a 4.
It's like
10.
The Grinch going through the yearbook. Hate.
Loathe. Utterly despise.
No, because even if they're bad push-ups, I like those videos more. They're more fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, but I think it's cool that you're right, though. People that don't necessarily normally do push-ups.
Yeah,
I like that they are participating and like in the spirit of it and doing it anyway. That is cool.
Yeah.
Or like they're getting out of their comfort zone and trying something new.
Exactly. That is how I meant it. Not in the negative way that it came out.
Some other cool ones I've seen are like, you know, people just singing. Like, they're not even necessarily like, I've seen some really good singers.
What were you about to say right before that? It might make me feel better about my comments. They're not necessarily what?
Oh, I'm not done yet. No, I've seen some people that are like amazing singers. And then I've seen some that like, you can tell are not super comfortable singing, but they're doing it anyways. And I think it's cool. Like, it's just, even if they're not an amazing singer, it still like brings a smile to my face that they're singing and sharing it with us. Like, I'm not judging it at all. I think it's awesome that they're doing that.
Dang, Katie was a lot better about conveying that. She came off a lot nicer. That's how I meant it about the push-up challenge. Everything Katie just said, the smile to my face, all that good stuff.
Everyone's going to be expecting Amy push-ups to be like these amazing military.
I already said they would not be. No,
what have you both been doing like that brings you joy? What's been making you happy
lately?
We've
gotten to spend way more time with the dogs. We're around them 24/7, which I know they love.
Excuse me, yeah. Loving that too.
Also, just getting things done makes me so happy, like organizing and cleaning and... I mean, getting the house done was a really big goal for us, so.
Which looks beautiful. Yeah. I've been doing this over the year, like, this past year, but I've been, I think, putting even more thought into my, like, gratitude journal that I do every day.
I didn't know you did that every day.
Yeah, I've been, like, I list three things every day, like, something specific that happened that day, because I think... Everyone has these big,
like my
blanket...
family, my friends. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. My family, my friends, my house, my health. Like, yes, those are wonderful things that I am definitely thankful for. But I think that it's nice to kind of have a challenge to think of something specific from that very day that you're grateful for, because there is most definitely something every day that happens. Idea from that, the Happiness Lab podcast that I've told you about. And so I started being more specific about it, and because it like trains you throughout the day, you're like, okay, I know I'm going to be writing about this later today. What is good about going, what's happening today that's good? And it's not like it's just like some like challenge, you know, but because even like a rough, like difficult day, you still can find those things. But now I find myself thinking about it more and like being more aware of things that are good in my life or that I'm grateful for. So I've been writing that down.
Too. I just haven't been nearly as consistent as you. I started doing that one though too.
Oh, good. And I think what helps is like I have it just like out, like in the living room, so that I see it every day.
That's smart.
But I was kind of thinking that like this is a really historic event that we're living mm-hmm. through right now. And I think it'll be kind of like interesting years from now to look back on what I was writing during this time. I think because of the struggles that so many other people are going through right now have made me so much more aware, you know, that we get to be home and aren't like worried about paying rent and putting food on the table, you know, and I think that's a big concern for a lot of people right now.
Yeah. I was going to say something funny, but then now I feel like I need to be serious.
You don't need to be. No, I think that, like, yes, it's a serious situation, but I also think it's very important to be laughing and
I think that's also
finding
how
humor in it.
That's how I tend to cope with things. I think if anything is a little uncomfortable or anything, I just kind of go for that option.
Amy,
then how come when you fell off the
they're usually
how
about
come when
me.
You fell off the monkey bars when we were a kid and then we knocked out of you and I laughed, you didn't think that was okay?
I haven't developed that coping mechanism.
Amy always gets upset if I laugh if you get hurt.
Only if I'm like actually like really hurt. Instead of helping me, you're laughing first.
I'm sorry.
Like if it's you a laugh character later, flaw mine, if you laugh but... later once I'm okay, I feel like that's okay.
Well, you, no, you still get annoyed about it.
When I'm still on the ground, it feels a little bit uncaring.
I'm really sorry, and I don't mean it to come out that way. I think it's like a panic reflex. Like, I don't know what to do, and so I immediately start, like, anxious laughing,
honestly,
nervous laughing.
Honestly, I think that's just what siblings do.
I think so.
So I like the specificity of some of my, like, things. I won't remember exactly what happened on a day, but then on January 10th, my very first thing that I'm grateful for is I'm grateful for being able to fix driving mistakes and still be alive.
You don't.
I'm not sure what I did that day, but apparently it was bad.
Amy,
driving.
You specifically called me one day
Katie, you were sworn to secrecy.
Tell me. You have to tell me. That's not fair.
I was like, you most certainly do remember what happened.
Tell me. I'll tell you when we're not on this podcast
Amy,
anymore.
Come on, tell us.
Tell me.
Most definitely not.
Give us the deets. Spill the tea, sis.
They're gonna like take away my.
We
license.
Haven't spilled any
this.
Good tea. Come on, please.
Okay, so
only bad tea.
First.
What do you want me to spill? I'll spill something.
I don't know. Think well, of something.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. When I was in kindergarten, I peed my pants on the swing set.
Okay, stuff from when you were 5 doesn't count.
Well, somehow I didn't.
Ancient history.
She spilled the pee, more like it. You guys, I'm on fire.
You know what's crazy? Okay, you guys, though, I didn't tell the teacher. Like, I sat in that the rest of the day, and no one ever knew.
Oh, Madeline! You were the kid with pee pants. Your teacher definitely knew.
I put a whole bunch of toilet paper in my pants. And I remember my friend on the playground was like, "What's that?" And I was like, nothing. And she kept like falling. Like I kept turning around and she kept falling in a circle. And
oh
to be
God.
Honest, I don't think I've ever told anyone that, so Amy, you better tell us what you did.
Something that happened when you were 5, not something that happened 2 months ago. I don't think
okay.
it's compared.
I have one that's a
okay,
little more recent.
Did you put other people's lives at risk? Because I feel like if you
didn't... Amy, did you drive down the highway the wrong way? What did you do?
No. Not exactly. Stop.
Well, mine was not... Did not put anyone's life at risk. It was in high school. I can't remember which
that's,
one of you I was talking to about this. So what made me think of it is I went for a run the other day and I wore a pair of yoga pants that I don't normally go running in. And I made it like a block and realized my pants are falling down. Like, and like they're, I'm literally having to run with one hand around them, the other hand, like pushing the stroller. And I just gave up on trying to run and just decided to turn it into a walk instead. But it brought to mind some story that I had not thought
about. I know
about
what
in
you're
years.
Talking about.
In,
I know this story.
In high school, I was in ROTC and we were in a parade and we were like carrying the guns and like the rifles and we were like flipping them and it was like a Veterans Day parade, I believe. I know. They're like, this is more than one embarrassing story going on at one time. In 2-1-1. Anyways, I'm like walking along and like halfway, this is a really long parade, keep in mind. And you have to wear like nylons with the uniform and I was wearing a skirt. And suddenly I realize these are falling down, like really baggy. And I'm like, oh no, how am I going to fix this? I don't know how I'm going to do this. And like, pretty soon I can tell that they're like, they've like gone past my butt. Like the waist of them is like around my thighs. And like, pretty soon I'm having to like walk like with my legs like a little wider than normal. And I'm like, I don't know, kind of doing a weird waddle because I don't want them falling down around my ankles. And I'm just like, oh no, oh no. And I'm trying like one handed to try and like pull them up because the other hand is holding a rifle. And like, we're all supposed to be doing the same thing.
Flipping the rifle?
I'm trying. I'm doing my darndest. And then pretty soon the person walking behind me is like, hey, you're walking funny. What's going on? I'm like, you know what's a funny word is pantyhose. Like, my pantyhose are falling down. And by the end of it, like, it was seriously, oh gosh, it was so bad.
When you first told me that story, I thought maybe you had accidentally grabbed, like, one of Amy's pair of tights that are, like, little kid ones.
Oh, no. Like, they were, like, old. I think they were mom's, but, like, they were, like, old ones or something that I think, like, the elastic had just, like, stretched out. Anyways, it was really not good.
So, Katie, the funny thing about you sharing that story on here, a couple weeks back at a party, there were a lot of Army people and some that had been at ROTC themselves.
Yeah.
And I might have shared that story to the entire party. So
good.
What? It's spreading joy still.
You know what?
Okay, Amy, now it's your turn. I bet it's not even that bad. I'm getting all excited for nothing.
No. Okay, tell us. Bad.
Thanks, Katie. Feeling supported, Katie.
I love you no matter what. I'm just saying it was bad.
So I had woken up really, really early that morning. I woken up at like 4:45 in the morning. I wasn't quite used to that yet. So by the time I got done with subbing at the high school, I was really, really tired. And I, it was a little blinded.
Do what?
It was very bright outside and it was super snowy. So it's a little snow blindness thing going on. There are no lines on the road anymore. It's just pure white snow. So as I took the exit coming off of the highway, I had to turn left to get onto the road, like heading back to my house. And I didn't turn quite far enough. And instead of turning onto the road that was going the direction I should have gone, I turned a little too soon because there were no other cars out there to like give me any reference. No other cars out there, just pure white.
You just snorted.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to hold my laughing in.
So I just started going, and as soon as I did it, I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
But you can't fix it because there was like, I realized there was like some cement, you know, covered in snow in between me and the lane I needed to be in. So in my like kind of sleepy but still understanding state, I'm like, okay, I need to fix this, but it's no big deal. I'm driving super slow. There's hardly anyone on the road. I'll just wait for the proper, like, you know, opportune moment and switch back over and no one needs to know. Except for the old man that like was stopped the first time I did the first time it happened, and he like, was just staring me down the
entire
time.
Wait, the first time it happened? You did this more than once?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like, right when it was happening, there was, like, one car out there in the entire thing, and he just kind of watched me the entire time, and he didn't look mad, he didn't, like, wave his arms, he didn't do anything, he kind of just stared and followed the line of my car the entire time it was passing him. And I don't know if he knew what was going on either. So I'm driving down the wrong way on the road and I know I need to fix this. And then, this car comes going, you know, the right direction and it's honking at me and waving at me. And I'm trying my best to convey like, and I'm sorry. And also I'm trying to fix this expression and like waving at her and trying to like signal to get over the other side, to the edge of the road. So I've accomplished this. Now I'm on the side of the road, kind of, and I'm just driving down the shoulder. Because I still can't cross over to the right side of the road.
Okay, but why didn't you stop and just turn around, like, and just go the right way instead of trying to get across to the way you want to go?
You know, that would have been helpful at the time, Katie, but now we can't do anything about it.
I'm just thinking about the lady in the car.
I'm super close.
I'm just thinking about the lady in the car trying to tell you you're going the wrong way. She's probably like, I'm waving at her and all she's doing is waving back.
So a couple cars have seen me at this point. But now that I'm over on the shoulder, driving on the shoulder, I'm like, well, we're okay now. They don't know what happened. So as soon as I'm coming up on a stop, like a stoplight, a four-way stoplight, and I know that it's not very busy, and I just need to cut across two lanes of traffic and then zoom in to go in the right direction, and I'll be good. So I waited till there was, like, nobody and made my move and kind of zoomed right in front of a pickup truck that was going the same way as me, so it was okay. And then I was home free, and I called my sister, assuming that she would let me confide in her, never pressured me to bring it up on a podcast. But that didn't work out. So, moral of the story is Katie can't be trusted.
Amy, you brought it up. And
I didn't bring up the specifics. You did that.
Okay, you brought it up. I did not say anything.
I'm so glad you did.
Who said spill the tea? I think someone said that.
Okay, that didn't equate tell your story.
What else would that mean?
I like tea.
You're gonna spill it? If you liked tea, you wouldn't be wasted.
That's true. Right.
But
so
that same day, I was also thankful for Domino's delivery, washing and drying machines, and chapstick. So that's cool.
I like that.
Those are super specific.
That's good.
I think my lips were super chapped because it was the middle of winter. It was like -10 degrees out. So that's cool. Yeah, there's probably one in here where I'm thankful for you, but we'll just cross that out.
There's some days where I can tell it's been like a hard day. Like, you can tell there's some times where it's like, whoa, I was having to dig deep on that one. I'm thankful wine exists.
Oh, I have been able to FaceTime my family. That I'm thankful for that.
I have that in mind too. Feel actually.
Bad.
What?
One of these? I'm just thankful for indoor.
For what?
Are you thankful for indoor plumbing?
Yeah. That's what it says.
Well, I mean, I guess I am too.
Okay, so that was like early January where it was like -15 consistently. I think I was just imagining like how awful that was. Oh my gosh. Some of these are really interesting. Oh my gosh.
One thing that's been fun is, like, I've been getting, like, making a big effort to get outside and at least go for, like, hopefully go for a run, but if not, go for a walk. Has been helping a lot. I think one thing that's crappy is, like, a lot of, like, races have been getting canceled. And because of, like, you know, like, you can't, like, have that many people together, obviously. But it's really, like, any kind of events like that, I think it's, like, hitting those kind of companies really hard. But one thing that's really cool is Orca Running. So like that my sister-in-law is a like one of the race directors for it, and I've like Aaron and I have both worked at different races and stuff, and we run their races, but they're planning a social distance run.
Oh nice.
And it's like I think it's cool, it's an online like virtual run, so basically you sign up for what distance you want. They have like 5k, 10k, like a half, and then they've got like 50k, like crazy distances and stuff. But you sign up for what distance you want, and then like it's 8 weeks out, and they have like a Facebook group, and that like where they motivate you, and they have training plans and weekly emails, and then 8 weeks from now you like go for a run, and then like all you and all of these runners are like running in solidarity and like posting photos, and I think it's cool, and it's like an end date, which is what I need like for motivation. It's like, that's why I like signing up for races. I mean, it's a fun atmosphere to be at a race, but it's also nice to have that end date goal that you're training for.
It's like keeping you accountable, kind of.
Yeah, it's keeping you accountable. And so I encourage any of you that are looking for something to go out and sign up for that through Orca Running. Little plug there.
And also, Maddie, just by the way, in my grateful journal, I'm grateful for the Scooby-Doo TV show. So clearly it's bringing me some joy.
Amy, I thought you were going to say, like, I'm grateful for my sister, Maddie. And then you're like... Cool.
That's not in here.
Did you say that's not in here?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But it is in here a few different times that I'm thankful that it's easier to keep close to people that are far away. Mm-hmm. You're part of that.
Wait, it's easier to keep close to people who are far away?
Like, no, that's not what I meant.
I'm just going to keep you at a distance wait, right now. I think that's what's best for us.
No, it said, I think it said, I can't find the, like, entry now, but it just said something like how that it's easy to keep close to people through technology.
Like, with technology. Oh, yeah.
Even though they're far away. And it also says that I'm grateful for how loving and supportive my family is. So, there you go.
Are there any hobbies that you have that, like, either you kind of, like, I don't know, like, because of time, like, haven't been doing, or, like, new hobbies that you've been wanting to start again?
I started doing yoga. Now would be a good time to do. On YouTube. I do yoga with Adrienne. She's my favorite on there.
She is good. I also really like Five Parks Yoga is really good. I like her class.
Is that the one
on
that
YouTube
is, like,
well.
Way harder? Because I remember one time... Mom and I were like super enjoying doing yoga with Adrienne, right? And then Katie is like, oh, let's do this one that I like. And we're like, okay. And then we're like dying because it's like all this really, really hard stuff, like standing on your head and things. And I'm like, okay, I want to go back to the other one.
She has so many different classes. And it's like specific classes for like, let's say you want to just work like lower body or upper body or like, yoga for people that have bad wrists, or like she has very different levels. So I think maybe
you
picked
an advanced
bad
one or something, and we're like dying.
Sorry,
but I've been really enjoying this. It's making me feel like it really
good.
I feel like for like your mental state, and I need it for like the guided meditation because I've tried meditating on my own before, and I can't do it very well.
Yeah, it's difficult to, like, actually clear your mind. I think that's why I do like difficult yoga is because, like, I'm focusing so much on maintaining the actual posture and not falling over and, like, on my alignment that I don't have time to worry about or think about other things.
I found a new hobby, too, and it also clears my mind because I'm really bad at it and it helps me. Not that you're bad at yoga, but that it's really – but that is really – it's hard for me.
Jeez, Amy just got all those fingers today.
Didn't mean to. Okay, I meant that like because it's hard for me
right.
because I'm new to it. I didn't grow up playing video games as a kid or anything like that. I never really played them. But Jaden, my husband, really likes to play video games now and then. So he found this like pretty easy one that's a two player, so he can like help me out and like save me when I die every time. like so you have different levels and it'll tell you how many times you died and your like teammate had to revive you. Uh-huh. I love it because like one of the first like levels we did, I died like 11 times and I accidentally killed Jaden like 3 times and like it was just really really good to see it all summed up that way. And they like categorize our teamwork as civil war, so that was harsh, but it's been really fun because it's something that is super new to me and it's fun because he loves it and he can like teach me how to do it. So
yeah,
we do together,
that's fun to have a shared hobby
thing. Yeah, and it's fun for me because it's brand new, so it takes a lot of my focus, and so I don't really, you know, worry about other stuff while I'm doing it. I have also been exercising. It's just not in a new way. So, video games are not all that I'm doing right now.
I wasn't judging. I think that's great.
Oh, and bringing back old hobbies. I decided to bring back something I haven't done since I was, like, in high school, and I've been sleeping in until, like, 9 o'clock.
I thought you were going to say drawing.
That does sound nice. I thought you were going to say playing the clarinet or something.
I'm glad you guys have, like, better, like, expectations for me.
I always listen to a lot of podcasts and, like, books, but I just want to, like, give up. I've been telling everybody about this app because I think it's awesome. The Libby app you can use with your library card. You just input your library card into it, and then it's all these audiobooks and that you can, like, put on hold and it notifies you when your books come in. Like right now I'm listening to a book, but I've got like a whole bunch of them on hold. And I think right now with like the library's closed, it's a great way to do that. One thing that we're going to be doing this year is planting more, like last year we had a vegetable garden, but I'm excited to be planting more vegetables this year. I know Madeline, that's something you and Anton are
not
doing this year too, right?
Though, but
well,
we have
but what are you guys planting?
Jalapenos, cilantro. What else are we doing?
Getting spicy.
I think we're doing some melon. Radishes.
I think I should plant some radishes. That's a good idea. We planted, if you plant cucumbers, we planted cucumbers last year and they like took over. It was like, we had so many cucumbers, which were good. And then, we also planted zucchini and like, let me tell you, I can only make so much zucchini bread. I ended up like, you know how like they always talk about like how like people like have to give up, like people are always bringing zucchini. Yeah. We're always bringing zucchini into work, like teachers and stuff, because they had so much of it. I didn't realize like it, like it we had so much and it's like so easy to grow. But
do you not cook with it?
What was that?
Yeah, we put zucchini in like everything. We love it cooking with zucchini. Well,
the problem is Aaron doesn't like it, but he will eat it in zucchini bread, probably because there's also chocolate chips in zucchini bread.
But I have been trying out new recipes because of this, just because I figure I have no excuse not to. It's not like I was had a long day at work and I mm-hmm. can't mm-hmm. put the energy into a new cooking.
Yeah. Any keepers that I should try out? I that's one thing. I love finding new recipes.
I did do one where it was like corn, zucchini, cilantro, like lemon juice, and like a bunch of seasonings and stuff. And then I added like some, cooked up some mini shrimp. Added it, and that was really good.
That does sound really good. Really, so I get like the Food and Wine magazine, and like I always am like tearing out recipes and stuff. And I just had this drawer like full of like magazines and recipes and like junk. I was very proud of myself, and I took all of the recipes and I hole punched them and like put them in a 3-ring binder. So now I have my little like magazine recipe binder all organized, and it made my teacher heart happy. I'm going to make an extra effort this week to make a schedule for our upcoming book club. I'm actually really looking forward to that. So let me know if you have any suggestions for what books you want to read.
Was that to us or to the general public that will hear this?
That was to you too, but to the general public listening, we would also like your suggestions. We've got some great ones that you already sent in.
I think we should.
I've got a couple of those that I want to put on my list that I've got on our list.
I think we should read the first Harry Potter book.
I think I want to kind of go with a book that I haven't read before. Expand my horizons here.
Well, I just figured that way, if I forget to read or something, I won't be ashamed because I'll remember all of it.
Oh my gosh.
Be okay.
Yeah, they've got Spark Notes, Amy.
I'm just kidding. I'll participate. I will do this.
Yeah. But my plan, anyways. So, well, have a wonderful evening. I hope everyone is staying safe and staying healthy out there and happy and motivated. And just know that we're here for you. And like, if you ever feel like you want to talk or someone to like, I don't know, run ideas by, like message us on our Instagram or on Facebook, or like, honestly, like leave us a voicemail through Anchor. I'll like, post that link again too. Because we would love to hear from you. Yeah. But I mean, we're all in this together as Amy's high school. I knew.
Don't say Amy's high school. You guys know the song too.
I was just about to say Amy's high school musical loving self, but yeah, let's be honest. I loved it too. Okay, so.
You guys just didn't want to admit that,
but
you liked it.
But Amy had the board game. But she was on another level.
That's true.
And you played it with me and you loved it.
We did. But as they put it, we truly are all in this together, and just want you to know that.
Wildcats, sing it up. Hey, and it works. We went to Central.
Got it going.
Wildcats, sing it up.
Let's get to it.
That's the way we do it. Let's get to it. Okay. Tell you so the world. Come on.